The 8 o'clock news is read now by Brian Jennings.
The Director General of the Environmental Protection Agency, Laura Burke, has described official figures showing a 6.8% reduction in Ireland's greenhouse gas emissions last year as incredibly positive news. It was the largest ever single-year reduction and brings emissions to their lowest level for three decades. Ms. Burke said it shows that climate policy is working and that people can make a difference. Our environment correspondent, George Lee.
The combination of climate policy and decarbonisation measures, regulation, economics and actions by individuals and communities is working. Right across society, we're seeing very, very significant reductions in greenhouse gas emissions, now at their lowest in 30 years. These were the words of the EPA Director General Laura Burke, talking about what she says is the most positive message the EPA has been able to deliver in all her time at the helm. Ireland's greenhouse gas emissions fell by 6.8% last year. This is a reduction of 1 tonne of climate pollution per year for every man, woman and child in the country. It is the largest reduction in emissions in non-recessionary times and the second consecutive reduction in 2 years. It is noteworthy too that the fall in emissions was achieved despite strong economic growth and a rising population.
The executive of the Irish Airline Pilots Association is to meet today to consider a Labour Court recommendation aimed at ending its long-running pay dispute with Aer Lingus. The airline has accepted the recommendation, which includes a 17.75% pay increase for pilots over a 4-year period. Industrial action by pilots has so far led to the cancellation of 548 flights. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
IALPA has said that it will be contacting the Labour Court to confirm its understanding of some elements of these proposals. Once a meeting of the union's executive has been held, it will issue a recommendation of whether to accept or reject the plan, which will then be put to an electronic ballot of members. As well as a 17.75% pay increase, the Labour Court has also proposed changes to pay scales and increases to the overnight allowance paid to pilots. It's also recommended the scrapping of a crewing agreement on rostering and summer leave and the termination of a debt owed by pilots to the company as part of that agreement. Aer Lingus has said that it will accept the Labour Court recommendation, but added that it will now have to consider the longer-term implications of the dispute, which it said had been enormously damaging, both financially and reputationally.
The Cabinet will discuss Budget 2025 at its meeting this morning. The Minister for Finance, Jack Chambers, and the Minister for Public Expenditure, Pascal Donoghue, will present their summer economic statement. The issue of possible spending increases and tax cuts was discussed by coalition leaders last night, the first such meeting attended by the new Green Party leader, Roderick O'Gorman. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
Yesterday morning, Roderick O'Gorman won the contest to become the fourth leader of the Green Party by just over 70 votes. Last night, he was in negotiation with the Taoiseach Simon Harris and Taoiseach Micheál Martin at government buildings on what Budget 2025 should look like. The broad outline of the fiscal plan will be contained in the summer economic statement, which will be published this afternoon. The document, which is co-authored by the Finance Minister Jack Chambers and Public Expenditure and Reform Minister Pascal Donoghue, examines how much new money will be spent or used to lower tax rates on Budget Day. The fine detail of the budget will be negotiated over the coming months. It'll be delivered in the Dáil on October 1st, a week earlier than usual.
Criminal barristers will withdraw their services today in a dispute about the government's failure to reverse cuts to their pay. It's the first of 3 days of withdrawal this month. Barristers are calling for an independent mechanism to determine fee restoration of pay cuts imposed during the financial crisis. Protests at 16 courthouses nationwide will disrupt proceedings in criminal cases that were due to be held today. Speaking on this programme, the chairperson of the Criminal State Bar Committee of the Bar Council of Ireland, Senior Counsel Sean Geeran, said there is no good reason why pay restoration has not taken place.
We've been waiting now since 2016, in fact, but at least in 2018, it was acknowledged that we had met the conditions for pay restoration. There's no good reason, in our view, in the same way that the government can reach a national pay deal at any time during the course of the year and then implement it in the budget. There's no good reason why the government couldn't now give a commitment to resolve this long outstanding issue, this long outstanding unfairness, and implement it in the budget.
The leaders of the NATO military alliance are gathering in Washington for its 75th anniversary summit. Key items on the agenda include the possibility of membership for Ukraine and an increase in arms production by members of the alliance. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
President Biden is hosting leaders of the 31-member NATO alliance in the city where it was founded 75 years ago. The war in Ukraine looms large over the summit. It's led Finland and Sweden to join the alliance and has seen 23 states now hitting NATO's own defence spending target of 2% of GDP, with frontline states from Eastern Europe pushing for even higher spending to counter Russia, which is also rapidly increasing its armament output as the war grinds on. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is attending the summit and hoping for a clear path to eventual NATO membership for Ukraine, as well as firm, long-term commitments on supplies of weapons and military aid. On Thursday, there'll be a meeting with NATO partner countries from the Indo-Pacific region, Japan, Australia, New Zealand and Korea, all concerned about China's military power. There will also be a meeting with the European Union, which is also a NATO partner. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
A new European Space Agency rocket using Irish design technology is due to be launched into space today. Ariane 6 is scheduled to launch sometime between 7 o'clock and 11 o'clock this evening at Europe's spaceport in French Guiana. Jackie Fox reports.
Ariane 6 has been years in the making and cost about 4 billion euro. Today's planned launch is its inaugural flight. The rocket has two technology systems designed and built by Railtra. The Irish space engineering company created a video recording and transmission system, which will provide live HD images during a mission. It is hoped that the rocket will be used for a wide range of space missions over the next decade and be another step towards European autonomy in space.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Create a modern minimalistic home decor look and warmth in every room with Grant Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
Rain in Munster and South Leinster will spread northwards and extend into Ulster. The rain will continue during the day and will become heavy at times in parts of Leinster and Ulster. Western coastal counties will stay mainly dry, becoming mainly dry in Munster this evening. Highest temperatures 13 to 18 degrees.